right, welcome to a very special episode of the 28 to 3 podcast. We are privileged and honored to have one Clint Scroggs in studio.
There we go. Friend of the pod. Friend of all of us.
GFOP.
In real life, IRL.
Google it.
But yeah, we wanted to have Clint on the pod to talk about something that we're all involved in. This is a little bit of a break from Saints per se. You know, we might get into some Saints topics, but coming up soon, April 5th and 6th, is Hogs for the Cause.
Really?
All of us. Yeah. Clint, that's why you're here.
Shit.
Yeah.
We should get started.
He's funny for those of you who haven't figured that out yet. But we are all in Dead Pork. This year it's Dead Pork the Errors Tour.
It is.
And there's 90-something teams in Hogs for the Cause. This is for all of you who aren't familiar with it. We're very familiar with it. And Clint is our fearless team captain. And so we wanted to bring him on so we could talk about what we do for our team, what Hogs does. And so for all of y'all who aren't familiar with it, can learn a little bit about how you can give back or be involved in a local New Orleans charity, something that's really fun every single year. So, Clint, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Obviously, you know, you guys are all good friends. You've all been a part of the team since the inception, really.
Yeah.
You know, year one, it's been 9 years that we've had our own team.
God. Yeah, I was wondering because Hogs does the thing called the Hog of Fame, and they sent out a list to all the team via email, like who was new inductees, and I'm like, have we made it 10 yet?
Feels like it's been
years. Talk to, yeah.
From your perspective, absolutely.
Well, you being the one carrying a team of 12, doing 90% yeah. of the work on it,
so why
I think that's probably the biggest problem.
Is it 12? I think we're single digits this year, I think.
Yeah, it's
I would say, I tell people every year, because Hogs keeps growing, which is awesome. They keep raising more money every year, which is amazing. I forget the grand total last year.
It's like 3 mil.
It was like 3 mil.
Yeah.
All going towards the cause for, if we haven't mentioned it yet, is pediatric brain cancer. And every team seems to add more members every year. Or like these teams become more robust. At least that's what it seems like. But ours, we have more output, I feel like, from like the smallest amount of people. Like being like a kind of a known name out there. When I tell people like, yeah, we got like 10 dudes. They're like, wait, what? We have like 30.
I feel like there's ebbs and flows with headcount.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, you know, we got more members than Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And then other times it's like you look around, there's like five people. And you're like, where did everyone go?
It does ebb and flow. There was that one year where like a whole gang came in for Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, shout out Travis.
One of them ran point on Pork Butt that year.
Yeah, Travis was running.
He stayed there the whole
time. On Butts and Ribs.
Pretty sure.
And
he slept there. And he slept the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched him.
He did not do anything.
Yeah. He slept during the day when someone else was awake at night.
But I mean, I feel like we have a good core of,
yeah,
you know, 10 to 12 people who, you know, throughout the year really contribute. You know, I mean, just we're geographically displaced. So you have your Baton Rouge contingent, you have, you know, like your just North Shore folks. So it's hard to really get everybody together, like, for any given thing. So we do a lot of events throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, between like catering events and our dinner party series where it's a 5-course tasting menu, we're doing something every 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's really just, you know, who's available when, how do you drum up support when you need it? Hogs itself, like, it's a marathon. It starts Wednesday. It runs realistically through Sunday.
So like, the team, like, you're out there Wednesday. The festival itself, what, starts Friday?
Yeah, that starts Friday. I should probably look this up. I think like service starts at 2 or 3 or something like that.
After, yeah.
God, is it that early now?
It's gotten early.
I think the gates are at 3. But to back it up, so like we couldn't figure out what year we started. So the first year, so we're Dead Pork now, a nice little ripoff of Deadpool, the movie, and we got like amazing
branding. Ripoff.
Come on.
Improvement.
I say that in jest. Come on, guys.
I would have said inspired by the wonderful movie Deadpool.
It's a good.
Yes.
Inspired last night again. It's fantastic.
2016 was our first year doing our own thing. For a couple years before that, I was on Neil McClure's team. That was McClure's Barbecue. He and I are good friends. And then it was one of those beach trips or something like that. We said we should do our own thing. So 16 was our first year. That was the infamous City Park, I don't know,
flood.
Like flooding like Noah.
Now, was that the first year of Dead Pork, or were y'all under the first name?
No, that was the first year of Dead Pork. We started out as Band of Hogs. So Justin
Pelto. Right, it was Pelto, you and Justin, yeah.
Yeah, that was Justin and I as two Army veterans saying, like, we should do a World War II based thing, kind of like a Band of Brothers, but we're going to do one or two dishes per theater of war. So we're going to do European, North African, and then Pacific Front.
Just in case you didn't think some thought went into these things.
Oh, I mean, having been on the team with Clint now for all but the first year of Dead Pork, I know there's usually some thought. Or if you don't
you
think
there
about
the first year?
The very first year of Dead Pork, I wasn't officially on the team. I came out to Hogs. Yeah, because I wasn't there for the
city. That year was terrible.
I wasn't there for the City Park flood.
Did you come
out? Really? I remember you being
I went
there.
Out for like an hour, I think.
I didn't go.
I didn't help. I didn't help at all.
I think I may have been...
Common theme.
I may have been on
when the... When I'm there, I usually help.
The beach trip that year, or it was that the beach trip was the fall after that.
I just remember the beach trip where you went fucking bananas with the donuts.
No, that was like 18.
Oh, yeah. That was after we had been doing Dead Pork for
a
year three or 4 years.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I totally shat on your idea for those donuts.
Like, yeah, you did. I wasn't going to bring it up. You know, it's fun.
I remember that donut.
I'll own it. It was good.
You destroyed the kitchen that year.
Yes.
The thing is, like...
Not like Rafa and the Scotch eggs.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Sorry, but that is the worst idea in
That's
Dead
another
Pork
team
history.
Member.
Trust me, I paid for it. I know.
One of the most difficult things to prepare.
You mean Scotch eggs? Yes. Not my donuts.
No, not your donuts. The Scotch eggs.
So,
so difficult.
Backstory
in a field.
For anybody listening. Matt, very good friend, wanted to do Scotch eggs, which are incredibly difficult to execute, let alone in a tent in a field.
Restaurants struggle to do this. Good restaurants. Yes.
Yeah, not easy. Long story short, he prepped it well, but the temperatures were not right. He dropped it in the oil. The oil overflowed and then seeped into the insulation that lines in between most people's stove and ovens.
And this was during a test run at your house.
During
right?
a test run, yeah. While my house was listed, like my first house was listed to sell.
not ideal.
So it smelled like absolute death. In my mind, I was like, well, I'm just going to go bake this thing off and try and get the gunk out of it. Turns out, that is wildly unsafe. Like, talk to an appliance person.
Did you start an oven fire?
You could have burned the entire city block out.
You put oil in the oven.
Yeah.
It's like, sir, are you trying to make a bomb?
My house smelled like absolute chemical death for like 2 weeks.
Better than death.
A literal death and or burning down, which turns out burning your house down is diminishing returns for your profit margin for selling your house.
I don't believe it.
So had to buy a brand new stove that got used one time, and then we sold that house, and they're like, wow, this is really new. I'm like, I fucking know.
You want to know why?
So yeah, Rafa cost me, I don't even know, $1,200 or something like that.
Don't worry, he's not counting Rafa.
That same, maybe the that same year or the year before, he parked his car at my house, and, oh, it was 16. He parked his car at my house on Marshall Foch.
Mm-hmm.
His car flooded. So we had to buy a new car. Even
so
though
y'all
we're
are
not
even?
So much damage.
Not,
but that wasn't Clint's fault.
I mean, acts of God. It's not exactly dollar wise. Even
you did tell me how you clogged up the drain right next to his car for that day.
Well, I dumped all the bacon grease down there.
But yeah, so
you but Rafa's been an OG and been awesome in the team, though.
Correct? Rafa was year one.
You don't
one.
Want to talk too much shit, I guess.
Yeah, listen, Rafa's year one. He's been in every conversation.
Yeah.
Like, listen, love the dude. He's one of my great friends. He has 100 ideas every year, 98 of which are just fucking terrible. but every once in a while, he gets one of those things where I'm like, you know what?
We'll give
you
it a shot.
And run with it. Like, he did gnocchi the year that we were on Belle Chaise.
That's also a bad idea, though. I'm sorry.
Tremendously bad idea to try and make smoked gnocchi. So he would bake the potatoes in the smoker. Moisture is your enemy with gnocchi, and he was doing it in the rain, in Belle Chasse, in a swamp. But it was legit. Like, I mean,
hey,
he won like
top 10. He was eighth.
He was like eighth or ninth, something
eighth
like
place.
That.
That was your him and Dante both had top 10 placing dishes. And you know, the running joke for anyone who knows about Hogs and is listening and knows Dead Pork, but anyone who doesn't, our running joke is that we're looking forward to finishing 60th and pretty or worse or last. And
except all, social media, right?
All the food categories. Now, we'll get back to the social media part.
I'm sure.
I think I have an in on that. But Clint knows about that this year. Been a different arrangement this year. But but thing is, we had never placed even close to top 10 in any food category. And that one year,
I remember the year
in Plaquemines, all of a sudden, Raf, like they called our name from the stage to tell us, you know, we're inside the top 10 on anything. We're like, no way.
Really?
And then,
are you sure?
We came in top 10 to something else the same year.
Sauce.
It was Dante's.
Sauce, Eric.
Sauce was sixth. It was Eric or Steve. Yeah. I don't remember who
made it. Eric.
It was Eric.
Eric.
Honestly, the crowning achievement Eric was getting top 10 in Party.
Party.
Yeah.
That Friday is the crowning night party.
Friday night 10. Party.
Was that 10 karaoke? By 10. That was the karaoke year.
That
karaoke.
Is the crowning achievement, and that's the high watermark. We'll probably never equal that again.
In my
for context, to do that in a 10 by 10 tent
is amazing.
To compete with the huge tents for Party. Insane.
I think it was
that's an insane award.
The last year that was possible, considering how much the parties at Hogs have grown. Okay.
Yeah.
Another education point. So if you come to Hogs Friday night, there are varying size teams. So you got teams in 10 by 10. Well, not literal, because we kind of extended it to larger than 10 by 10. But then you got teams with like 80 by 80 foot, like plot sizes, right? And some of these teams just like completely create
double decker
a nightclub.
Yeah.
And so Friday, it's like the bands might end at 10. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but it, like once the bands end, then the team's parties just fire up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and some of those
it
big
rivals
boys.
Some of the shit you'll find downtown.
That was the year the American Idol kid came.
Lane Hardy.
Yeah. Came and sang karaoke.
Hashtag me too.
Dead Pork had Lane Hardy at the karaoke tent. And it was funny. He just walks up and is like, it just like looked like any other kind of country kid from Hammond area, and like his blue jeans and boots and the swoosh haircut and country accent. He's like, hey, y'all watch American Idol? Like, I mean, we watch it. Like, I mean, we've
had
seen
no
it.
Clue.
He's like,
we had no clue.
I'm going to be on this season. Can I sing a song? Like, yeah, sure. I'm sure you're really good. And then he just steps up and just like, wait, you sound like you're on the radio, dude.
He sang three songs.
Well, and do you remember, you know, not to be like Dictator Clint, but like my edict for that, because he looked like he was 14.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, do me a favor, check his ID, and then get him whatever the hell he wants to drink.
Yeah.
At one point, I look over, he has a bottle of Blanton's with like a third left in it.
Probably has
not
no
that he
idea.
Had two thirds of it, but it just, you know, he we
someone
gave
probably
him something.
Let him finish it off.
And I look over, and he's just belting shit out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this kid is killing it. And I think, Nick, I got $100 from you in cash. And I was like, give this kid whatever to keep him going.
He
like,
put it in his waistline.
Did we
and
do
then he when he left, he was like, I'm sorry, I have to leave y'all. I have prom in the morning. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry. What was one of the two imperatives I asked you to do? Get him whatever he wants. And then also, and I think either you or Dante were like, check his ID. And I was like, which one of those did we not fucking do?
He may have showed
probably
up with
both
it.
Of them.
He showed up with
no
it.
One checked his ID.
No one gave him a bottle of Blanton's from us.
It was patently obvious he was in high school.
The lawyer agrees.
Or maybe
it would have been Woodford if it came from us.
Maybe I didn't know.
Courtesy of Michael Parks.
He was in high school.
Parks only brings the Woodford to the scene. So.
Oh, no. Was that the year that we got a case of
the misspelled law firm's
six
name?
Liters of Woodford that was misspelled?
That?
Oh, my God.
They were supposed to go to a law firm who won a big case, but they misspelled one letter on the law firm's name.
No regrets.
So it went, you know, to the waste bin, which was us.
We got some Woodford, which is great.
We were a whiskey trash can.
Well, I think before we go any further, we have to give a shout out to Michael Parks, who has unequivocally been the MVP from, I guess, his first year till now, just from...
Behind Clint, you mean.
Yeah, behind Clint, but staying out there the entire time and just always supplying us with alcohol. Whether it's wine, whether it's Woodford, whatever it is, he comes through every year with it. Crawfish.
Yep.
We got to give Mike Parks his
deal. He's the Johnny on the spot, for sure.
The crawfish boil years were pretty awesome.
But I think that's
Friday
why...
crawfish boil was pretty badass.
Yeah, and I think Parks is an example. And, you know, when you talk about Parks, talk about Rafa, even, anyone on our team, you name it. Eric.
Steve,
we got Esteban
Dante.
Now this year. So... And I think it's common among other teams, Hogs, because of what it is, because you know that every dollar you raise at Hogs for the Cause. Whether it's someone that actually goes to the festival, buys a ticket, whether it's somebody that goes on our website, deadpork.org, donates there or donates directly to Hogs, like, you know, it's going to help families battling pediatric brain cancer, right? So everyone gives a shit, you know, and everyone.
Let's put Clint on the spot. Who's been the Dead Pork MVP for the last three seasons overall?
Well, you're only going back three? Go to whole nine.
Everybody.
All right. All time, non Clint, Dead Pork MVP.
Well, wow. Fuck you.
Well, I guess the whole team's going to be listening now.
Well, there's only a few real contenders, I think. Steve's got to be in the mix. Parks has to be in the mix.
Dante's in the mix. Dante and Parks to me.
I would radically agree with that. I think
flies in from
Parks
Philly.
From an operational, like how to operationalize it. Parks is that Swiss Army knife of
Andy's there like 48 straight hours.
Let's be honest, it's his Super Bowl.
Oh, he's admitted that's his Super Bowl, and what he does. That in like the week leading up to where we have gaps, he is like a magician to just fill the gaps.
You can say madman, that's fine. I think that fits. He would appreciate that too.
I was going to say a little bit something else, but for those of you that don't know Parks, we'll forgive his proclivities. Dante,
Dead Pork legend.
From a fundraising, like he's our CFO. He's the person who knows how to like CPA, MBA, like. He knows how to navigate all of the.
Did you say he's not coming this year?
He's not, which is sure. What like I'm.
So what's he doing?
So he took a new job. He was the chief gabagool officer for something,
the hockey team or something, wasn't he?
No, he was with the Flyers. Primo Hoagies, like that entire think like Subway, but specific to Hoagies. So he was their chief gabagool officer, like their, you know, essentially.
I like how you neg him a little bit there.
Yeah. And anybody who doesn't know Dante, like, he is 5'7". He's shaped like a human meatball. The greatest human being.
Looking pretty, a little more svelte last year.
He is. He's been in shape.
It's a fun thing about seeing somebody once a year. You're just kind of like...
Oh, God, yeah.
One year, his hair was long as hell. One year, he had the beard.
So he doesn't live in town, everybody. Just FYI. So he's in Philly. He comes in for this all the time.
And that's why he's an MVP. He flies in from Philly every single year.
Yeah, he flies in. He puts in work.
Max and him always talk very amicably about Saints and Eagles, especially over the group me.
And WrestleMania.
We do have great wrestling conversations.
Yeah, y'all do talk good about it. But you want to see some good back and forth on the group, on check out their... Well, no one can check it out, but please, y'all Saints.
So who is it? Who's the end all? Is it Dante or is it Parks?
It's
a 1A1B.
It's 1A1B. I mean, honestly, if you look at from a...
But those are your two.
Our core mission for what we do is to raise money for pediatric brain cancer. Like,
I know Dante gets behind a lot of stuff. So that's
Dante
awesome.
Is...
Corey's a little upset right here. I think he feels slighted, but...
I know my role.
No, I mean, Parks is the Swiss Army knife of making shit happen. Dante is the... I'm going to raise...
Fundraiser guy.
Yeah.
Which
is the most important part, probably, and right? That's 100%. The whole thing.
There's no delay with Dante between his thought and action on the fundraising element. I think he's just, he handles money for a living, but he's just so comfortable with, like, reaching out to people, especially even if it's Philly. So Dante even started Dead Pork Northeast because he got a bunch of his friends so kind of into what we were doing. You know, we have really strong branding and stuff, like the logo. I don't know who came up with that, but, you know, looks pretty damn good. It sells, it slaps, and so we'll post it on the Twitters. But his friends love our merch. You know, we got T-shirts and hats, and they're all about it. Like, they set up a tailgate for an Eagles game, or was it a Phillies game, I think.
Eagles, Phillies. They're doing a couple of events per year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Greg, Dante's buddy, who is spearheading that. He's a dumb shit who's having a kid, so.
We can also... Shout out Super Greg for the entertainment value.
Yeah, absolutely.
What he brings to the table. Absolutely.
It's basically like the whole team. It's kind of like, you know, the opposite of what we've been bemoaning with the Saints. Like, it's a whole team of MVPs. Everybody's got their exact role that they do really well.
Except me.
Come on, you got your...
Listen, we park
Barry. We tap you for certain things, right?
Your office.
That's true. Barry does live at my house.
Yeah. I mean, you house the child of the team.
I mean, I don't feel like you could cook on Barry.
But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Yeah. So you'd be surprised.
You know what? Next year, Dead Pork turns 10. Nick runs the
All right,
year.
I'll run Barry.
We need Nick to confirm that we turn 10. I don't want to get my hopes about the Hall of Fame and then, you know.
Actually, we should go ahead and implement a Hall of Fame for year 10 and go ahead and start inducting. So you're going to have to decide who you want, Dante Deadpork or Parks.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to need faces on t-shirts, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to have merch about this.
What a great way to build team morale. Just pick each other.
I need a t-shirt with Parks' face on it. That's all I'm saying.
I should have made the Hall of Fame. I can't believe you got in.
Well, I'll say this. As good as our branding is with Deadpork, it doesn't match the influencer shirt with Corey's face on it.
Oh my god!
Which is
what is the origin?
Quite possibly
of
the greatest t-shirt
ever. That may be the most hungover any human being has ever been.
So again, you can find that shirt at
www.deadpork.org/merchandise. There's been some rough t-shirts too. What about Matt's 40th?
We forgot about original. Well, not original, but early team.
What do we call it? Mattapalooza.
That was a big t-shirt.
The karaoke year. That year had everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
that was a great year.
Was that the same?
That to me is the high water mark that year.
Well, in terms of like our Friday night organization, like we just kind of let the pedal down on the Friday nights because you know it's just hard. You know.
And from my perspective, I feel like that year from a Friday night was when we were really in our groove, where we did really good food. It was one team, one fight.
Yeah,
and we just had so much fun. Like it was just everyone was on the same wavelength. And not that we're not there now, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Justin there that year?
Justin was there that year. Yeah. That was 2018.
He was there.
Like, everybody was just in it to win it. And, Nick, to your point, like, we were 10 by 10.
Yeah.
You have 60...
For those who haven't been, that is a tiny spot.
It's a little further than it could.
That is a prison cell.
Yes. Two tailgating tents.
Just trying to put out food in that little thing is difficult.
It's impossible. And then you're competing with 60 by 80 tents that have two stories
floors.
That spend $200,000 in production to have Manny Fresh play.
Correct.
For us to be
in
competition
with them.
We wish
they would give that to
them,
the kids' cancer, but Manny Fresh is important.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what you're looking at as the competition for Friday night parties. I mean, this year... You got Choppa's going to be in one tent.
That's awesome. Look, I'm not knocking it at all. It's awesome because it brings people to this thing, and that's the best.
But like, you get name brand artists, famous New Orleans like rappers, musicians, whatever. That's why it's even better what we did.
Yeah,
you know, we rigged up karaoke by a thread.
We had a 10-inch stage
driving back from the North Shore. And having to go to the Walmart because there was literally like one cord I figured out that we needed, like one aux cord that we actually needed to hook up like a phone.
Well,
to
Greg
something.
Had all the speakers out there.
But we were still down to like one cord. And I realized like after we set it up, I'm like, if we didn't have this one cord that I stopped at the Covington Walmart to get on the way down here, this would literally not have happened.
Yep.
It was awesome. What was it, a few years ago, the lead singer Living Color, who was he playing with? Was it actually Living Color he was playing with?
No.
With Galactic?
Yes. So he was with, oh God, Esteban knows.
He was so good.
Oh
my God. Corey Glover from Living Color?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh shit,
Esteban,
I missed that.
You left. He was awesome.
Hey, he's incredible. Yeah.
So he did, when, and Corey can talk to this, but for 3 years, we were partners with Southern Food and Beverage Museum. And then Corey Glover, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did a bunch of shit with some of Dante's friends from Philly. And like they had a whole partnership of like this weird synergy of Dante knew people in Philly and Corey Glover and whatever. Like, it was just one of those weird culminations of...
He's randomly tight with the Galactic guys. I know that. Yeah.
And they were all involved at SoFab. They did, like, a big concert. They did a... What was the...
The Juke Joint thing?
The Juke Joint thing,
at
yes.
SoFab? They had a whole...
They did a whole event, and it was one of those weird things. Like, we know common people, and it just... Like, we helped get people in the door, and it was, like, a synergy of just knowing the same people
somehow. That was
somehow.
A great Friday night, actually. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Getting back to, let's see, you talk about when we started, but like, what is it? I remember when I joined, I felt like, you know, I'm used to, you know, I'm hanging around attorneys all day at work.
Sorry.
I come into a group of guys that like know everything about food and how to make food, but not just like grilling and because everyone's like, oh, hogs, smoking meats, grilling. Tell me about the background of the team for those who don't know. Like, what is it that makes us click with like being able to bring different types of dishes? You know, like everyone has a restaurant background, more or less, right?
I mean, it's very obviously me.
It is Clint. That's fair. And the Hogs Retreat every year.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Sponsored by Nick.
But even if it's not like back of house, I mean, even with Max's experience, Nick's, no, and no, Justin's. I mean,
it started, honestly, it stems from Restaurant August.
Yeah.
Where me, Clint, and Justin all worked together. And then it just, you know, Justin, two groups of friends coming together, because through me, he meets Nick, he meets Greg, he meets you, you know, and that, and then through him, we get Rafa, we get Eric,
Dante,
you know, I mean, well, Dante came from Rafa, so
we all knew John Besh's restaurants for like years,
yeah.
Which is, I'm always impressed by, like, you talk about Rafa's ideas, so I'll speak to this part of it. Like, every year we come up with, every team comes up with a menu. Some teams are simple, they're just like, here's pulled pork ribs, pork puri is a category. It's a play on words, obviously, but it's kind of like, what's the craziest thing you can make with pork as an ingredient as a dish?
That's where some of Rafa's ideas, I think, actually are good.
But Clint, though,
with some have been good. Yeah. Some have been
Scotch eggs bad.
Less than good.
Let him do it. But Clint every year comes up with, we've had some stalwarts, but you pretty much come up every year with a cohesive menu. So I want to get into this year's menu. This year we decided to go with Taylor Swift theme.
Kudos to Matt Rafa, because he said we should do something Taylor Swift inspired.
I was going to ask, like, because I don't even know if I knew. You just said we were doing it. I was like, okay.
Well, I will acquiesce and say, whose car is that?
Not mine.
I don't know.
I don't think it's mine. If my car's not there when we leave, then
good old, I'll give you a ride. It's fine. Yeah.
It was good. He's old right down the street. New Orleans streets, guys.
But no, I mean, I think it was Rafa saying, we should do something Taylor Swift inspired. And I was like,
I think it's kind of funny. It's almost like weirdly on brand too.
Yeah. It's so,
the first time you told me, honestly, it was kind of like that Ryan Reynolds gift when he's wearing the scrubs.
But
like,
why?
But why?
But why?
That's kind of, that's my first, but the more I kind of leaned into it, I'll let you, you know.
Well, and I feel like we're very good, at least from my chair, my take, it, like my perspective is, the only thing I'm very serious about is us not taking ourselves seriously. I feel like we're gonna do, like, we're gonna have the most fun out there. We're not gonna be the biggest team, we're not gonna be the most fundraising profitable team, but we're gonna do, like, just really good food. We're gonna feel confident about what we're doing. So when
it's
Matt
gonna be
said,
fun. I think that's what you
we're gonna try to
it's
raise
gonna
as,
be
much,
fun.
As much as we can, but it's
you're going to sell out of food because it's fun. That's always been the narrative. Greg out front with the with the horn, just yelling at everybody, having a great time. It's fun. And I think that's where the brand kind of falls. So I think it's kind of a funny twist on what you've done the whole time, because it's you.
And thank you for shaping that, because I think that also, like, puts into perspective, like, we're here to, when somebody said Eras Tour, or like Taylor Swift, I'm like, let's do Eras Tour. Let's just really embrace the stupidity of having what I would wager is the first Taylor Swift pun-based menu in competition barbecue history. Like, let's just embrace the stupidity.
Because I wanted to ask, like, so run down, you know, that. Like, I mean, the menu was incredible.
First and foremost, like, I think after 9 years of doing this, we want to do food that we're proud of, that we think is going to be really good.
You want to make food people like. That's all you care about.
It's going to be really good food. And honestly, like, the people that we have in our team can cook their dicks off. Like, they're really good cooks.
Yeah.
So, literally, Nat and I talked about the flank space tacos in the parking lot here. Like, we're a week out from Hogs, and we just hammered out a dish. That is insane.
Yeah.
The fact that we're saying, are we going to do sous vide flank steak? We're going to do a, like, Tabasco cotija kind of crema, and then do a bone marrow chimichurri with, like, shaved radish on top. Yeah.
When you sent me the graphic and I saw marrow chimichurri, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be another marrow chimichurri out there.
And
I saw that and I'm like, Nat.
Nat.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, Nat, yeah. Nat is definitely like, he brings it with the, we can call it creativity.
Well, hey, to his credit, you know, right now, he is literally, that's what he's doing for work.
Sure.
Yeah. He's catering out of his own kitchen.
That's right. Yeah. And he's really good.
He can cook, man. He can really
when
cook.
When we did one of the dinner party series at SoFab, and he put together like the 37-piece salad.
Oh my God!
It was damn good.
Some have said that salad has never been completed. but no, I mean, like, to your point of the menu, like, we don't work on the entire Hogs menu throughout the entire year. It's one of those things. Like, we know we can cook. We put together everything starting like 1 month out, and then it's a confluence of everyone who's working together as a team. And we just put that bin together, and we're like, let's cook our dicks off, man. Like, let's go put good food out. Let's have fun. Let's not take it seriously and just go have a really good 4 or 5 day stretch.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, from my perspective, like, that's how it's really fun. And that's where the best part of my year with Hogs and that entire nonprofit is when I get to hang out with my friends and just cook.
That's what I was going
to
say.
And almost do like free flow jazz of cooking.
You're trying to sit there and cook just to be in the environment of cooking with everybody.
Yes.
That's the most fun.
Yes.
And it's going to be amazing when you cook it. It is every year. The food's always awesome. Everything y'all pick sells out every year.
Yep.
It's, you know, the environment's really the vibe.
Yeah.
It's whatever menu items you pick, you know, I know there's, we've done things where everyone pick a dish, you make it, then we pick the dishes. There's been years we crash course it at the end that you've put together. Either way, everyone's sitting there cooking together and having a good time, and the food comes out amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and throwing it back to 2018, why it was such an epic year. Remember, we had just closed a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the prosciutto leg.
The prosciutto leg, yes.
All of that that we were able to bring out to the event itself. And there's that badass picture of Dante.
That was our social media, right. Our social media year.
He made Noah.com.
Yeah. And it was picked up.
Well, right. See, that was such a perfect storm of all these like really cool things happening that really lent itself to being the best.
I think my that favorite was year of it. Kind of a springboard year, you know, because it's like we had all those good things come together. So like for the next year, I felt like definitely the year after that, we were trying to like outcompete what we just did.
Yeah.
But it at least like kind of set a standard. We were like, wait. We can, you know, this is the level we can get to with this stuff. And it kind of gave us something to reach for every subsequent year. And I think that's why.
I remember Justin being excited. We won something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
Like he was so pumped. But you're competing, just for context, this little group, you're competing with like Oshner.
Yeah.
Right,
like 90 Oshner, something teams, right. Yeah,
but huge teams that have unlimited backing in fundraising, that
and a lot of professional chefs.
Yes,
yeah,
and from the cooking standpoint, you're going against professional chefs. From the fundraising standpoint, you're going against big companies that can raise money so easily comparatively because they're so big. And we've got, you know, just 10 or 12 random guys just having a good time cooking. And to get recognized that year that y'all are talking about, I do think that was like the year that, you know, where Clint has kind of taken it from there and run with it. But it was amazing to actually win awards being so small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that, it's pretty there's crazy. A famous / infamous picture of Justin and I like ugly crying. We're like a 2-person tripod, so hammered.
Quick pause. If I'm going all in on Barry next year, Justin's got to be here. So,
yep.
You know, little trek down from Nashville next year, Justin.
We know you're listening, Justin. I'm just going to put this out there. So, his wife's birthday is always the same weekend as Hogs. Hogs is delayed 1 week this year. There is literally no reason he can't make it down.
Oh, you're talking shit.
Shots fired.
I'm just going to say, man. Justin.
Sorry, Justin.
If he didn't tell you on the phone,
might be a bitch.
He knew you. He would have you on the podcast.
Yeah. I think for at least year 10,
everyone's got to be.
Justin is one of my single favorite human beings on the planet, including my children.
Where does he rank in the children?
I mean,
Nick's like, you gave us an MVP of the team, now give us an MVP of friend plus kids.
Nick is just putting him on the spot tonight.
I would say, like, if you look at it from a Fight Club perspective, Justin's a prohibitive favorite, but also, like, They're 2 and 4 years old.
Look, y'all are one and the same for like many years for me. So like, y'all have been so tight. It's like,
oh my God. Like, we were in Asheville a few weeks ago. Julie couldn't make it to his work trip, so I was his work wife.
That's about right.
Nice.
We shared a king size bed. It was not awkward at all. It's the 20th time we've shared a bed.
Well, time out. So for everyone listening, that is not the first time that they have shared a bed.
This year.
My bachelor party was the first time we witnessed
it. They once shared a bed with Corey.
And Corey got into the mix that time, too.
Yeah. Allegedly.
He was the pillow.
Yeah. Corey, by the way, you have a lot of post-edit cuts to make on this episode.
No. Nope.
Man, we won't cut.
I believe it's pronounced menage a trois.
That's just how close everybody is.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Nothing happened. You know, it was fine.
Sure.
To be fair, y'all got in at 8 a.m., so it was only about a two-hour nap before y'all
the beach?
Yes.
That was like the infamous... Not infamous,
well, we probably shouldn't get too deep into this.
But we just don't... Well, those first few years, we didn't go anywhere. It was like we just stayed at the condo the entire time.
We never go anywhere. We just
You stayed out all night on the beach.
I guess,
That first year was...
Just talking, man.
That was with Kevin. Kevin.
God, this is pre-Steve. This was Kevin era.
Yeah. That was absolute insanity of...
That was a fun
trip. We were doing, like, drinking... Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed to say this. We were drinking Sutter Home White Zinfandel on the beach in Orange Beach in Alabama.
In his 30s.
I mean, sounds about right to me.
At 4 a.m.
To be fair.
And all of us were Sutter Home. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It flows like...
Most of the time...
What's the phrase?
That combination is... Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say most of the time that is a bad combination.
It was bad.
It was a good combination that weekend.
That was...
Greg was so sunburned, it would like hurt my eyes.
Dude, I can still picture Greg with the spatula and the sunblock putting it on his back.
He did not succeed. He had spatula tan lines on his back.
Yeah,
for like
it was
a month.
Hilarious, man.
Was this the year you woke up and said, "Where's Greg?"
No, like, that was right next year. That was the next year. That was when Greg and I got there about 6 hours early, and
Where's Greg?
Well, right next to you. Speaking of the beach trip, I mean, at least we got in the Saints games on the beach trip. I think that's kind of where the genesis of this really.
We watched a bunch of soccer.
I mean, y'all have always debated
that. Yeah. Yeah. We were watching the World Cup. That was the James Rodriguez. So it would have been 2012.
Yeah.
2012, right?
No. 14.
14.
But I think it was the first time we realized that, like, correct. People like to watch. Maybe not.
It would happen every beach
I was more
trip.
Moderate, but we would just like kind of get their popcorn out when y'all two started going at it.
Yeah.
It was like,
Brandon then, Cooks that year.
So, like, last year, we were kind of like, huh.
Well, it's just funny because people can't grasp that he and I, for the past 35 years at this point, can just yell at each other about a topic as mundane as the Saints or, you know, college football, whatever it may be.
As important as the Saints.
Mundane.
And then, you know, 5 minutes later, we're fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like...
There's zero emotion in our
arguments. Zero.
The newcomer probably doesn't understand the frequency with which you use the word idiot or you're a...
That's a compliment
and
between
just,
me and Matt.
Right. And so, like, you come across it, like, my first year, I'm like, pretty intense. And then by the next year, the year after that, when... The infamous Kelvin Benjamin, Brandon Cooks, high pointing a ball debate came up.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
But no, that was all those. So it's like two things come out. Like podcasty stuff comes out of that.
Yeah.
And Dead Pork stuff comes out of that.
So,
you know.
Because it's the same crew at its core.
Yeah.
So the whole Hogs team conversation came out of the beach trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was what?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right.
14
was the first one.
So
it was that year. It was the year we drafted.
Yeah,
Randy
it was
Cooks
at the Phoenix West, too.
Yes. we were in Gulf Shores.
There were 1,000 bottles of bourbon consumed. And that
blender
was when
mashed potatoes.
Justin, Matt, and I, and that. Nick, you were in that conversation, too, of we should do a team for Hogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got some experience. Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the next year we finally got it off the ground.
You did, yeah. I think,
well, hold on. We got to give Justin a little more credit because initially
he was instrumental. Yeah,
it was Clint and Justin were going to run. It was their team.
Yeah,
and
the rest of us kind of jumped into it.
Came in after you.
As it's grown, you've taken it to where it is now.
Yeah,
we've all come in and out a little bit and helped when we could, and you know, Corey and Max have done way more than I have, and Dante and all those guys have done 10 times more than I have. But
also, I mean, like I have twin 2-year olds who have done more than
Clint's
you.
Clint's tired.
So. It's becoming an,
he's very tired.
Increasingly
very tired.
Harder to.
But no, I mean, to your point, Max, like,
to keep it together through all that, like, you know, you get all the respect for that, and you've kept a bunch of idiots, all of us, in line for the most part.
Yep.
If you can control parks, you can control anything.
Well, you don't control parks. I was about to say, you just kind of point them in a direction.
You let them control very loosely.
Yeah. Just
look, Nick and I have known parks since 2001, 2002, when we all worked at Bella Luna together. You don't. Awesome, there's no control in parks. No. You just point him in a direction and say go.
He's incredible.
Yeah, but I guess to circle it back to what Corey was asking, you know, the question 10 minutes ago, it probably started It probably started off at a Restaurant August, and then it kind of went to the beach trip, and then that's where it just blew up.
Kind of just started like picking up more members. Not that
that's where you decided
so
to do
many
it.
Of us, but.
But you had all the guys y'all were close to, like Adam Biederman and all those guys who were in it very early on.
Yeah,
and.
Well, you remember me and Phil were judges for like one or 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's I mean, look, it's
what
a lot more fun
doing
this.
What was the first year of it?
Was that was before you could sign?
Probably 08.
That was before you could sign.
07, 08?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I remember you and I.
That was when it was
I was at Rambler.
It was at City Park back then.
The
first. Yeah.
No,
the
it was
first
at the Fly.
I went to the first one.
Well, the Fly, but then they did one out by Tag.
I was on a team the second year when I did it at the rugby field.
Yeah, but at the Fly, it was like. 110.
The Fly was year one.
Yeah,
year one.
They did 2 years of the Fly.
They did 2 years of Fly. Okay.
They moved to City Park at some point.
Yeah, City Park. First, it was the rug that rug quote unquote rugby field over by City Park, the dog park.
I think that was
and
year
then.
Three.
I think they had 1 year there, maybe two, but then it went to the festival grounds. Or I think is it called festival grounds or whatever the.
I'd
old,
have to
the
look
old
at
South
the email.
Course.
That was like five. That was year. I think we were in. As Dead Pork on year 8.
Wow.
Which,
it was that far?
No, that's about right, because it's 2015, so 2007 would have been
old
the first.
As shit.
There's some teams that have been doing it for a long time. I know, like, Porkenheimer, there's a team called Captain Porkenheimer, and then, so, like, if anyone, again, who's not familiar with Hogs, if you go to the Hogs website, you can see the list of all the teams. Almost every team has a hog pun. Some of the names are just freaking
some great
hilarious.
Names.
I mean, ours comes after a movie, but other teams are just, like, the puns
our
are
name
insane.
Doesn't do justice, but our logo is spot
it slaps.
On.
Yeah. I mean, the brand, well, that's kind of like why it was easy. Like, once we really took the social media and started pushing it, especially on Instagram, like, the logo and the branding make that effort just insanely easier or just seamless.
Yeah.
You know, because
say this, Clint and I went to see Deadpool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the theater, and we went like, it was like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And we both like turned to each other and were like, Dead Pork. Like, it has to just be that.
Justin has never recovered from that conversation.
Between Barry and...
oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's not happy about Barry.
If you had to like go away for a year and you're like, Justin, you got the team this year... I know you're in Alabama, but like, you know, you run things.
No,
like
when he's
you
not in Alabama anymore.
I mean, yeah, Tennessee. But when you, it's like when you come back, you would just see like camouflage everywhere.
Oh,
there would be no Barry.
I mean,
Barry would be
with
renamed.
All, with all respect, but.
It would be a radical rebrand of just World War II paraphernalia, like you name it. But
he's never really
embraced it. But honestly, like, I think from a. Like visual branding perspective, that logo is
perfect
on point.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
it. You know, I don't think there's many teams that have like that visual logo that says, "Oh my God, we know exactly who they are."
It's like brand recognition, just that it's core.
Yeah, it is. Our branding is top notch. It really is.
Yeah, and also kudos Corey for like that social media presence has been fantastic for.
What was the high point finish for social media?
Third. Our first
only
stage call.
Absolutely insane for something our size. Because rightfully
well,
so.
Social media is not as much size.
But I agree, but they should lean to the biggest fundraisers, right, for everything. That just makes sense.
There's
you're trying to raise money. The biggest fundraiser should get the most credit. They deserve all the credit. To get third in anything is incredible.
We were kind
of
shocked.
That's an incredible thing.
Well, it was also the... the first year they did a social media category, but
we
it was
had no
it was,
idea.
The trick was, I call it a trick because it wasn't announced before Hogs that year that social media
was
going to
be
even a category.
Right.
So they announced it on stage, and
And so,
be honest, do you think you had a shot when they announced it on Shage?
I thought we had a shot at like top 10 getting our name called.
What, year one?
Yeah. The social media year? Because we were one if you remember, like not many teams were actually pumping out stuff. Like Piglet was doing the memes. Poor Cub hadn't like really.
It's a great name, by the way.
So we talked about doing that.
They ripped us off. We had that logo.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I remember. We circled it around.
Or did we get. Did we get top 10 for a year before? No, because we got three.
No, it was the last 2 years.
Got three the first year. So, no, Pork
we
Cup.
We did three, Pork four, Cup was second and five.
That year. Piglet was one. But there just weren't more than 10 teams really doing a social media effort
they
that
did
year.
A top
but
six.
There was enough. Right.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd be like top 10, but once I started with six and I didn't hear our name called by four, I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe we just. I thought it was good, but maybe, you know, probably not. And then, like, we know that the way the festival works with all the barbecue categories, they announce typically the top 10, sometimes more, sometimes less. But if you're top three, then you and your teammates get to go up on the main stage of Hogs and receive your trophy. And the two founders and current guy, what is Andy's title? I don't know, you know.
CFO.
CFO, okay. But I thought they, like, gave him a different title or something. But
well, they have a rotating board.
Zandy, Becker, and Renee are all up there, and it. But so we knew that was what we would get if we got top three. So, but we didn't think we were top three because we didn't get called starting with six. Then they yelled dead pork at three. And it was me, Dante, and Rafa. It was the 1 year that you didn't. I mean,
no,
everybody left. Everybody
home.
Left. You were spent that year.
He was sleepy.
That was one of those years where like everything else was shit.
I was done with the weekend.
That was a bad year, except for social media, apparently.
Yeah. It was. I think that was the first year that we said, we don't really care about competition.
Yeah.
Let's just go do our own
thing.
That's
the only way to do it. You got to make like, what you want and just put it out there.
Competition's a crapshoot these days.
And,
I mean,
and to your point, Nick, like we're here to have fun.
Right.
Let's raise a lot of money for
the
a really good
cause. The
goal is
not trophies. It's to raise money.
And let me say this. As a former judge, I don't know shit about barbecue.
Now,
so I'm just telling you, the competition part of it's
right. Did you judge even before they started opening judging to sign up? Like, you couldn't buy judging tickets when you judged, right? Wasn't it?
They asked us. That's what I'm saying.
They asked them.
At the beginning, they at least asked the judges. Now, you can be a regular
civilian and just buy a ticket.
Restaurant
people to be judges, to be fair. Now, that's not even necessarily the case.
Yeah.
That's why even more reason now that, you know, no offense, Becker, Renee, but, you know.
I was going to say, let me clarify to Renee, Becker, Zandy, like, this is not an indictment on your entire system. There's fuzz in the judging system. And if...
But if they... Here's my stance on that. If you can sell tickets and raise more money, then who cares?
They have a system to where,
the
like...
The primary
function
of that entire organization
is
to raise money.
As it should be.
Right.
I mean,
what
like,
we do as a nonprofit for DP Endeavors is to raise money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if you have the best item and it doesn't rank first, but they raise more money, who cares?
Yeah. That should be the attitude. I think...
Yeah.
That's how we need to think about all
you
of
sometimes
it.
Get people that get so wrapped up in wanting... The pride of the ribs that I cooked were ranked blank out of 90 teams.
I think we had this talk. I've never
been guilty of that when I, you know,
it's
am
upsetting.
On the pork butts.
Let's be honest.
But then you have to have that like bigger view, be able to step back and say like.
And we talked to Justin about
this
on one
matter.
Of the beat strips. Like,
you
it's
know?
Not about. You
it's
know,
about
winning
raising
something.
Money for
yeah, we're here to raise money
and having fun.
Whatever that works. Exactly. If you think ours is the 60th best or the 10th best or whatever, it doesn't really matter. If it brought more people to the grounds and they spent more money, then everyone accomplished what the goal is.
Yeah.
So
all the teams are essentially working together for this common goal.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter who
That's
got first,
is.
Who got
it's
60th.
Not about
the award.
There will
matter.
Be little like perceived mini competitions, and you know, like obviously social media is one that's heated up recently. There's certain restaurants and barbecue type guys who, you know, might still feel a little bit of pride if their ribs outrank another guy's ribs. But at the end of the day, everybody
what
knows
I want to see is
that
who sold the most food per square foot.
That's actually a very good.
I like that.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. If you sell, you know,
Renee
whatever,
Becker, if you're listening, there you go.
Hey, let's go as
if you can
square
find someone
sales.
Other than the teams to actually audit that, then sure.
Well, they can audit that. They can see what you raised and how many, how big your tent was. Yeah. That's easy. That's
easy. Oh, the thing is, like,
Per square foot of your tent, right? If you've got a 60 by 60, you got to sell six times as much as the 10 by 10. Do it by
SKU or by dollar? It's going to be total sales, though. So we're going to auction off and actually maybe put this in post-production.
Total sales Friday, Saturday. That's what I'm talking about.
We're auctioning off a super high-end version of, God damn it, what is the pellet smoker that you have?
Oh, Traeger?
A Traeger. Like a high-end version of that.
Ah.
We're auctioning off one of those. Like, how do you encapsulate not just food sales, but everything you're doing that weekend of?
Yep.
And well, then, you know, that's tougher.
But we also, that's hard. And also, like,
but I would love to see the per square foot for food sales. Just straight up food sales. We're selling food. People are going to come back because it's good. They're going to say, really, you need to go check out Deadpool.
That's a fun idea of doing that, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a cool way to do it. Because if you're making good food, the people will find it. We know that, right? Everyone who's going there is looking for the best food.
And not to boost ourselves, but like we've never not sold out.
We sold out everything
every time. I was going to say that's one of the best things we do every year.
Corey and I have had this conversation. Like, we could sell used condoms and still sell out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was rather aggressive.
But no, we do.
You mean like boudin, like sausage casing?
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yes. Condoms.
Yes. Okay. It's funny. We have crude humor.
We can sell baked clams or.
I get it.
So, no matter what we sell, like we
what you're
sell
saying
out
is the brand will draw people to come try everything that we're serving.
Yes.
Right? Because of whatever you've done, social media, the food itself, whatever it is.
Our menu,
so, like, what are you producing on site per square foot of your tent? If you're pumping out more per foot, then that should be an award, right? If you're a 10 by 10 and you produce whatever, $2,000.
It's certainly up for consideration.
Wait, we're bigger than a 10 by 10 now.
We're 20 by 20 now.
20 by 20 now.
We're 20 by 20. We do.
For 6 years now?
No.
This is our third year.
Third? That's it?
Three?
This is our third year of 20 by 20.
We didn't do 20 by 20 on the.
Did we?
How big was the karaoke?
10 by 10?
20, oh, we had the whole back area?
Plaquemines.
No,
Because it's
you know what I'm talking about? Behind us?
Because it was along the walkway.
The
smoker wasn't on our plot then.
We didn't have Barry.
We didn't have Barry.
We had the vending machine. Yeah. Right. The vending machine was behind us, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But no, to your point, we had a 10 by 10 that we had based upon like how we
they give you
out into that back area. We had a 10 by 20. So we had a 10 by 10 as our plot.
Correct.
Then we had 10 by 20 behind that.
Right. They bake in a little bit of like
that was back, a cheat quote code. Unquote, that was a cheat code.
Well, the thing is, they bake in. They bake in.
Kind of was.
For all the 10 by 10s, when you look at like the main plot, there's a 10 by 10 that backs up to a 10 by 10, then a 20 by 20.
Right.
So by default, from a space perspective,
you gain the extra.
You have
spot.
A 10 by 10 with a 10 by 10 behind it.
Right. Yeah. Which we took full advantage of. That was we had the casting couch that year.
Oh my god!
Kind of the beginnings of
2018. I would say was our most fun and
creative.
The couch.
Yeah, I mean that was that 18 or 19? That was 19.
No, it was 18.
No, 18 had
it. It was Mattapalooza. The red shirts.
Yep.
We all had them.
Maybe there's
we surprised Matt with the shirt.
Are there two
years merging together?
We had the prosciutto leg.
Yeah, that was the year.
That was the year.
Yeah,
that
18 was amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
COVID derailed some shit, but
19, we replicated that, but it wasn't quite as good.
Yeah.
And that was also the year the tornado ran through our plant.
Oh, man.
Jesus, yeah.
Greg lost his speakers. We lost a whole bunch of
stuff. We showed up.
We lost like $3,000 to $4,000 in capital that year.
Yeah, like and it wasn't an official.
And it sucks because that was a good
EF anything
too.
Tornado.
That
was just
a really
like,
good year.
It was like a wind tunnel, just caught perfectly with all this stuff. Close to wrapping up, but I want to say, okay, every year we have good menu names. This year we did the play on the Taylor Swift song. What is your favorite menu title out of all of them that we have this year? I mean, you put the
menu
fantastic
item?
Video together. Clint won't. Probably say it himself.
Corey will post it. Corey will post it.
No, it's been posted. Clint put together.
Well, actually, posted from the 28 to 3.
Yeah, 28 to 3.
Clint put together our grand menu reveal this year, which was amazing. I mean, just the music, it's all Taylor Swift music. Lines up perfectly to all of our menu names.
Nick and I will have to take your word for that because I don't know one Taylor Swift song. I don't either.
I watched the whole thing.
You do.
What Clint did is amazing. Did you help with that?
No, Corey.
No.
Clint did it.
Corey, I don't. I don't listen to the radio.
You have heard Taylor Swift songs before.
I have heard Taylor Swift songs, but for me to like connect that to what Clint did is a jump. I'll be honest.
No, he did. I mean,
I have heard. Yeah. I'm not saying I haven't heard Taylor. That's ridiculous.
Can I please add, you are both old, yes, middle-aged human beings.
And grumpy as shit. Like, yeah, to be fair, we're on the old side of old.
At least our listeners might not know much about hogs, but they do know that.
Yes. They're aware. They're aware of how grumpy we are.
Corey, to your question, what is my most proud moment of all of the dishes? So,
because all the dishes are named after song titles.
The lavender thing in the...
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Lavender glaze.
So yes, to run down of all of our dishes...
Instead of lavender haze, yeah.
There's... You need to clam down, which is a clam-based dish. Hits different as a ceviche version. Not all that together creative, but it also kind of like speaks to doing ceviche at a pork festival.
True.
Flank space.
I think might be
that's good.
Favorites. Flank space is great. Lavender glaze is hilarious.
We are never ever getting fat back together. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Anti-gyro.
Anti-gyro is good too.
I like that one. Wildest greens.
So you can't decide? Is that what you're telling us?
No, no. I'm just like karma.
Let him plug them all first.
Just to hear him.
That, thank you, Max. karma. Yeah, whatever. Look what you made me to chew. It's fine. I would say lavender glaze is probably my favorite.
It's gotta be. It's so good.
It's so fantastic.
I think Flank Space was the first one where I was like, ha! Like the second I saw it on screen, like just that visceral flanks instead of blank. That's good.
I didn't get any of them, but the video is fantastic.
It is.
Trust us on this one, Max.
I will.
I'm happy with that video.
It's good.
No, the video is amazing.
It's amazing.
Like I said, we'll post
for anyone listening, we're going to post it from the 28 to 3
and socials.
Anybody in the Hogs world who pays attention to the Hogs social media, which is amazing. Last year was the first year it was an announced category, which is I think I may have been more happy about coming in fifth last year when we knew everybody was gunning for us and knew his category. But
for sure,
we got more shit up our
y'all
sleeve.
Y'all been at the top of that from the jump, which is amazing.
We got 10
not
days.
Not y'all, Corey.
I know. But I can't give him too much credit. We're on the 28 to 3 podcast.
Clint kind of jumped in and I will say, Clint, yeah, that's true. You don't want to do that. It's dangerous. Clint kind of jumped in and I don't want to be like, did you save it this? But you offered the life raft that I think we needed for social media.
Well, Corey has a severe case of ADHD with probably a few other H's.
It's a serious condition.
So we need Clint sometimes to kind of refocus you and
well,
say...
Well, every year it's like, I would, you know, it would be, oh shit, okay, it's a month before Hogs, and then we just like go full in and pump out a bunch of shit, and both of those years was 3 and then 5. I don't know, this year, like you said, Clint, kids are getting older, life is happening more... Shit's getting more complicated. So, like, you and I are tag teaming it a lot more this year, consulting with each other. It sounds serious, but it's not. It's social media.
Look,
it's memes.
Soon there's 5 helpers like, coming around the bend here.
There's no I in dead pork. That's right. That's the lesson of the day.
So, it helps when Clint's like, hey, you want to post this? I'm like, oh, that's great. But let's do that, but let's add this to it. And then it turns into what it turns into.
But I would also add that I think you and I have different approaches to that. Like,
yeah.
I think there's a... super fan, like the menu announcement was like a different production level.
Yeah,
like there's beams and like very funny, like topical, like
quick hitters,
quickly digestible things.
Yeah,
versus like long form content that I think we're really working well with together.
Yeah, we did the Sandlot video last year, which was popular.
is that slapped the appropriate?
I think slapped went hard in the paint.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
or fantastic.
No, it was.
I'll have to check with
the non-social media guy can get behind that.
We figured out how to put, and a lot of teams are doing it, where we put the team's logo on like the face of a character in a movie scene. So we did Sandlot, and of course we were Benny the Jet. And our task as Dead Pork was to jump over the fence and get the baseball from the clutches of the Beast. And all the other kids on the team were all of the other teams at Hogs, and we were the hero. And ended up running away from the dog at the end. But that was just kind of like a thought popped in my head, and like, let's do this. It'll be funny.
At risk of pumping Corey's ego up a little too much, that was probably your finest work.
Yeah. I haven't come up
way with better than your Saints takes.
Maybe aside from his daughters? Maybe?
There's a few things. My daughters, of course, being the best one. And
they're pretty good.
And Lizzie. And
I haven't actually met his daughter, so I'm just going to say the Sandlot videos are a crowning achievement.
Thanks, Max.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's all fun. And again, it's all for a good cause. So if you have not heard about Hogs for the Cause before and you're listening, or, of course, if you do know about it and you're listening,
check it out.
Does this sound like a plug? Yeah, it's a plug, because every dollar and cent goes to pediatric brain cancer in Clint.
Deadpork.org/donate.
Deadpork.org/donate. Heard it again. But yeah, like we said, we didn't talk really any Saints on this one except for the little dive into Brandon Cooks and Kelvin Benjamin at the beach.
The thing is, nor the should Saints we have, is because, where the origination of this came from.
Yeah.
Because on this trip, the whole group of us as one, which we hadn't spent a whole bunch of time together with all of us, turned into Saints debate, then Clint bringing up Dead Pork. We should do the whole thing with Justin, them running with it, and that's where it kind of originated. So, you know, it's a connected group of people, and we still have fun together every year, and we want to keep doing it, and we want everybody to come out and support it. Go to the Dead Pork tent, go eat Clint's food.
Exactly.
Spend a lot of money.
And this money really does move. I mean, you can go to the website of hogsforthecause.org. I mean, they have built it. They have built entire buildings with state-of-the-art rooms, literally from money raised by this one festival.
That houses for families to stay at while their things kids that did are not exist
them. Before are yeah. are in existence now, strictly because of this festival. And it takes, you know, teams like ours, other small teams, and the big teams to all make it work. So that's why I wanted to have you on, talk about all this, all the things that we do, both serious and unserious. but it was fun, Clint. Do you have any parting words?
Closing thoughts.
I'm putting you on the spot now.
Brandon Cooks or Kelvin Benjamin?
You want to talk Saints now for another hour? Because we will.
No, I would just say thank you for having me on. Really, the core of what we do is to raise money for a good cause. You know, I mean, like we have a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but man, is it ever worth every minute that we spend towards that cause? So, you know, donate towards us or Hogs for the Cause directly. I'll tell you what, every dollar that anyone donates through the 23 podcast, I'll match dollar for dollar.
Wow.
How do we track that? Let's figure out a way. How do
go
we track
through deadpork.org, and I will make a website dedicated to...
Can you put a note when you donate on
deadpork?
Okay.
Yes.
So put a note in there.
Just put in like hashtag fuck you, Clint. And
No. Put hashtag 28-3.
Yeah.
And then we'll all get together. We'll match it. If anybody
whatever people donate through this podcast, I will match dollar for dollar.
There you go. Well, I'll join in with you.
You know, we haven't really talked about our follower count, but, you know, we just recently hit 1 million subscribers. And they're all really, you know.
Yeah, they're well endowed. They're well endowed, just like Nick, so.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
But that's amazing. That's fantastic. We'll jump
in. If you tag whatever in the donation from Dead Pork, 28-3, we'll figure out a way to match it and donate to the cause in, what, a week?
Yeah,
week from Saturday, right? It has to be
very soon.
So. April 5th and 6th, yeah.
So we get 10 days. When are we posting, though?
You're going to be listening to this within the week of Hogs.
We can post it sooner.
So we can maybe post it sooner. So maybe you're going to be listening to this before
Easter. Should we post it Friday?
We'll get this one out there pretty quickly.
Bottom line is you'll have... If you're listening to this now, you will have the link information... You'll know how to get Clint's money if you donate yours.
Just put any kind of 28-3 or
any reference whatsoever, reference,
anything like that. Anything. We'll figure it out.
A Saints helmet, whatever. Just put something in there.
Hey, you know what? Let's embrace chaos. Put my cell phone number in there. If people donate, just donated. Just text me and I will match it.
We got some crazies that follow us on Twitter. I will say that. It might not be 1 million, but there are some.
Yeah. You know what? Let's embrace chaos.
This will work.
Just do it.
Clint's like, I could always get a new number. Sure. Why not? Cool. Thank you, Clint, for jumping on next weekend.
Right?
Yeah, come out. Not Easter weekend, the weekend after that. If you show up to UNO on Saturday before Easter, no one will be there.
Come out, free food, free drinks.
Yeah.
Say it.
Say
Say it, man. You got it?
Go ahead, Clint.
And then anybody who comes out who is a sponsor for the 23 podcast.
Yeah.
Come out, free food, free drinks. Let's just embrace chaos and have a lot of fun. Yeah.
If you show up to Hogs and mention the podcast that you heard this episode, then we'll know what to do.
Clint's going
to
get you a shot, probably of Woodford.
We always treat our friends well. So if you show up at Hogs and you say, hey, I listened to y'all's episode about Hogs, then you'll be a friend of ours at that point. But we treat your friends well. So with that, we're going to close this one up. Thank you, Clint, for joining us. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this special episode of 28 to 3 Podcast.
Thanks, y'all.